Welcome to Poetry Moment. I'm Jeffrey Dunn, and today I will be reading Charles Baudelaire's The Albatross. I and many others consider Baudelaire to be the first modern poet, one foot in the Romantic and the other in the realistic movements of his day. The Albatross, first published in 1857 in Les Fleurs du Mal, likens the albatross and its 12-foot wingspan to the poet, both being princes of the clouds, both crippled and tortured on earth. This is The Albatross, the translation mine. Often to pass the time on board, the crew will catch an albatross, one of those vast ocean birds who nonchalantly chaperone a ship across the bitter depths of the sea. As soon as they are brought aboard, these kings of the blue, awkward and ashamed, pitifully let their great white wings drag at their sides like a pair of oars. This winged traveler, now clumsy and stupid, once so beautiful, is now comical and ugly. One deckhand sticks a pipe in his beak, another mimes a limp, the cripple that once flew. The poet is like the prince of the clouds who haunts the storm and laughs at the archer, but exiled on the ground, heckled and booed, his giant wings won't let him walk. That was The Albatross by Charles Baudelaire, and I'm Jeffrey Dunn for the Poetry Moment.